Ali Shur Chelek Aleph Daf Kuf Beis. I want to point out before we begin that this chapter is entitled Chinuch Le'Emunah and the next chapter is entitled Avodah Be'Emunah. Thus far, we've generally combined both concepts into each chapter. You'll remember on Daf Samech Dalet, when we did the introduction to the Shar, so on Daf Samech Dalet discussed that in every concept we'll apply it to Chinuch and to Avodah. That was then Samech Dalet. Chinuch generally was changing the person himself, changing one's midos in a particular context. Avodah was adding to the quality of one's service of Hashem. So as I said, throughout, we've in every chapter, whenever we discussed a concept, there was a point to do with chinuch and a point to do with avodah. Here in Emunah, he devotes a separate chapter to chinuch and avodah. So this is chapter 18, chinuch le'emunah. Let's begin. Begishtenu levarir, mahu chinuch le'emunah. So as we approach this attempt to clarify what will constitute chinuch for emunah, in what way must we change ourselves? Yadrich oisanu ha-Rambam, will be guided by the Rambam, ha-kiseh b'firush ha-mishneyes k'dvarim ha-eli. He writes in his Perush ha-mishneyes to Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah that speaks about kin'at ha-vain kavoid. The Rambam writes, Omar, the Tanna writes, ha-kin'ah v'ata'ava v'ahavas ha-kavoid, envy and lust and desire for kavod, mitzi'in es adam min ha'olam. That's really a paraphrase of the Mishnah. They take a person out of the world. The reason being, ki be'eile hamidois o be'achas men, through these midois, a combination of them, or even one of them, yafsid emunas ha-tera behechrach. Necessarily, this will erode his emunah of tera. So the author is going to make the point in a moment that Oilam equals Emunah. The Tanna speaks about Motzines Adam Mina Oilam. That's the loss over here. And the Rambam paraphrases it or explains it by speaking about erosion of Emunah. That's a remarkable point, says the author, to make this point. Meva'er HaRambam, Ki Shaloish Midois Eilu Motzines Adam Min HaOilam. These three Midois in particular take a person out of the world. Hainu Me'emunasoi. Ki oilamoy shel adam zoi emunah soy. A person's world is his emunah. He lives within the realm of his emunah. And if the one's eroded, his other one so too, because it's one and the same. That's his world. That is really the overall point. Now in detail, nenasena lehavin lama shalosh midos elu mafsidos emunah satera. Let's try and understand why is it that these midos erode emunah in core concepts of the Torah. So the first one is ta'ava, even though it's mentioned as the second one in the Mishnah. Hata'ava lechefetzei haguf, when a person is motivated by physical drives, that's what's motivating him. Menugedes lehashrashas adam b'olam ruchani asher sham mekomoy. It stands in conflict to a person being rooting himself in a spiritual world where he belongs. Uva'asher zoi kavanas ha-Torah, seeing that the intent of the Torah is, in the words of Chovas Alev Avos, Lehamshil haseichel bechol ta'avos ha-nefesh hagbiro alehem, to cause the mind to dominate the ta'avos, to rule one's body with one's mind. Since that's the purpose of the Torah, hinenu mevinim, we understand then, ki emunas ha-Torah hi ha-emuna bimtzi'usa shel ruchanius. Emunas ha-Torah is really a deep conviction, the trust that the spiritual world is real. It is not physical, but that does not make it not real. It is real. That's Emunah Satera. HaBoirei Yisbarach Etzem Ruchani. The Creator is a spiritual being. B'chein HaNeshama. The Neshama is also a spiritual being. That's a core idea in Torah. And if a person is doing things which undermine that and is driving towards Heftzei HaGuf, he undermines that Emunah. Yavo yoyim, a day will come, v'ha'ma'amin yeyda miruchaniyus v'bivchinas yedi'a. One day the ma'amin will have a tangible experience of this, the level of knowledge. Ki tikanes lishum ha-sagasoy, it will enter into the realm of his perception. Ach kol od lo yigel ha-sagasoy, but as long as he hasn't yet reached it, alav leha'amin be'emunah shlema b'mtzi'usah shiruchaniyus. He has to trust in this, that there is a reality, a spiritual world which is real. Once again, the aspiration for chefetzei haguf, to go, of course, beyond a certain minimum that's necessary, but the drive towards it, the ambition towards physical things and physical experiences undermines this emunah and takes him out of the emunah, mainly out of his world. The second one is ta'ava. Sorry, the second one is kin'ah, which is mentioned first in the Mishnah. Hamashtis es she'ifas chayav al kin'as ish mireu. A person who foundation, the Lashon foundation, the aspiration of his love, the ambition of his love is founded on envy of others. Seisem befanav es aderech le'akaras ashgacha. What he's doing is blocking for himself the path for recognizing ashgacha, Hashem's providence, Hashem's involvement in his life. Hamaamin be'emunah she'leima, ki bor'oi asa lo kol tzorkoi. A person has complete trust that his Creator has given him everything that he needs. And this is, of course, the bracha that you say in the morning, she'asa li kol tzorki. A person who is really solidly in tuned to that. V'chi ein malchus nugas b'chaverta, ki b'lo'i nima. And as Chazal put it in Bracha Yisdaf Memches, no kingdom impinges on another one even as much as a hair's breadth. And this applies to every individual as well. Such a person, einu yechul yos parutz bekin'ah. A person like that cannot really suffer from kin'ah. If he understands this is his portion, that's his, and every person is given exactly the portion needed to accomplish his task, cannot fail in kin'ah. But if a person does fail in this realm, what he's doing is undermining his connection to hashgacha. It seems to him that there's something wrong here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is either not aware or not interested and therefore not providing him with what needs to be provided. So that's, again, undermining basic core ideas in emunah. Three is kavod. Hameivin umakir, a person who understands, recognizes, ki olam hazeh hu olam ha'avodah, that olam hazeh is primarily olam ha'avodah. This is the realm of accomplishment. V'chigmul ha'tzadikim shamu lehem l'olam haba davka, and that the ultimate reward for tzadikim is really in olam haba. Such a person is har me'oil me'erdov achar kavod, will be exceptionally careful not to pursue recognition and honors in this world. Atu milsa zutarta azharas ha'rosh b'ochos ha'chaim, is it a small thing, the warning that the Rosh pronounces in Ochos Chaim, v'tira, you should fear not receiving reward in this olam. What a person gains here, he loses in olam. We have many, many statements of Chazal about it. You know, the golden leg of the table comes here, and they ask for it to be taken back. Whatever a person receives here is on the account of olam haba. And the Rosh warns, you should fear this. Do not try to accept. And the problem is that kavod is the tashlum. The person who receives kavod in olam hazeh, it's counted as if he received part of his olam haba. Ve'ad heichan ha'devarim magi'im. How far this goes? Meva'er Rabbeinu Yonah alav ha'shalom b'sefer ha'ir'ah. Rabbeinu Yonah explains that. Be'oidoi beves ha'kneses. When a person is in shul, al yedaber divrei chol im adam. One should not speak mundane matters with a person. Ve'af ki bish'as ki'as ha'tirah. All the more so when the Torah is being read. Ve'im Yoshevo etzlo bnei adam hamedabrim. If he happens to be sitting with people who are speaking, he's not, but there are people in his vicinity speaking in shul during the tefillah. Yaniya bisfasav, says Rabbeinu Yonah, he should pretend to be davening. Vidame atzmokim ispalel, he should move his lips and pretend to be davening so that they won't bother him. However, the ali yispa'er lo ma'ini medabrim. He should not boast to say, I don't speak. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's better to Mamash mislead people and to give them the impression that he's davening, so they leave him alone and won't pull him into his conversation. That's preferable to boasting, I don't speak. The person boasts, then there's kavod over here. And he's taking the reward that he would have received for the fact that he's silent in shul in the first place. The point being, ila zois, kama haroidef achar kavod rachoku mibeirus beemunas olam haba. A person who pursues recognition is distant from clarity about olam haba. The idea that reward really should be reserved for then, one should not pursue it over here. Those are the ways, these three midois, kinat, hava, and kavod, undermine core concepts within emunah. And the author now paraphrases, or summarizes rather, Nimtzeinu lemedim epirush haRambam anan. So what emerges from the Rambam in Pirkei Avos is as follows. Oilamoy shel haAdam Hametsuyan behasagav rosh ruchonius. The world of a person who's outstanding in his clear perception of ruchonius, number one, that's a reality. Behakaras hashgacha, recognizing Hashem is involved and nothing is coincidental. Uvishifa lechaye oilam, and in his ambition for oilam haba. Zoi emuna soi. That's his emuna. That's the realm in which he's operating. Hata'ava, hakin'ava, hakavoid, moitzi'ines adam o'ilam o'izeh. Those three midos take a person out because they erode those concepts. Hachinuch lemuna hu. Therefore, chinuch, and again chinuch in the sense of what has to change within ourselves, is simas lev tmidis, is to constantly pay attention. Leval nashtis es chayinu al ta'ava kin'avi kavoid. That we do not make our lives founded on the basis of ta'ava kin'ayin kavoid. That's the chinuch for emunah. That's the way in which one changes one's midos, to concentrate on those three. In the next page, omarnu ki koyach emunah hu lismoch al azulas v'lo lachshav bo chinam. We said in the previous chapter that part of emunah is to, we said that the natural emunah, the innate emunah with which everyone is born, is a sense of trust. We don't suspect other people unnecessarily, unless there's indication to the contrary. But in general, we place a trust in everyone, including complete strangers. Ma evilisi midas hachashad. How foolish is the midah of suspicion? Hachoinekes kol regesh achva. It strangles every sense of fraternity, of closeness. Vikirvas adas, closeness to others. Umvaeres kol midat teva mikrev achva enoshis. And it just destroys, it eliminates good midahs from within society. When people are unnecessarily distrusting and suspicious of others. V'zeh ha'umlal, this wretched person, ha'choyshed b'chol kasher b'chol re'ah, who suspects every kosher Jew and every fellow, ha'al g'doylei olam lo'ifsa v'lo'yachshod gam b'hem, will he step over g'doylei, will he miss, in other words, g'doylei olam and not suspect them? It's a rhetorical question. Yish'al she'ela v'lo'yachshod es ha'meshiv, he'll ask a she'ela and not suspect that the answer was motivated by X, Y, and Z. Hanirgan ha'mafid, this person is complaining and dissenting. Lo yachshod gam es avoisav, will he not ultimately come to suspect his forefathers, his kadmonim kulam, all the kadmonim, all the chain of tradition that we have, ba'alei teresin b'ruach ha'kodesh, that's a phrase of Chazal, great talmidei chachamim. Alav kosev ha'chavos ha'levavois, ha'chavos ha'levavois writes about such a person, ve'al tachshed avoisecha b'ma shemasu lecha, don't suspect your progenitors in what they handed, the tradition they handed down to us, v'chule. Ve'al tistor atzasam sheru yitzcha. Don't undermine the counsel that they gave you, the advice. Ki ein eitza she'tale b'da'atecha she'lo kadamucha l'da'ata. There's no advice that you can think of that they haven't thought of first, before you. Ve'omar b'mi she'mashim avisav. The pasuk says about a person who blames earlier generations. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Lamed. Doir tahoir be'enav, a generation pure in its own eyes, umitzei asoy leruchatz, but it has not been cleansed from its own excrement. Doir aviv ekale, the generation that curses its forefathers. Where does this apply? It says the author, boilet ha'davar bish'elois chacham amdot ha'perek mizman lezman. This is prominent, this problem is prominent in she'elois that come to the fore from time to time. And this was written many years ago. I think that it's probably more severe these days. Leitzanei hador hinhigu, the clowns of the generation, the cynics of the generation. Hinhigu lishol shela b'tzuras ultimatum. They've made it a practice to present she'elois as an ultimatum. Or heter or yemun barav. Either heter or a vote of no confidence in this rob. Ve'achirim ma'adifim lo lishol klal. Others prefer not to ask at all. Mechashash shema yekablu teshuva shlilis, out of concern that they may receive a negative answer. Gishazoi asala knafayim, this approach has become popular and spread. Vafilu bnei teira yisraglu lishamek mishe'elois, even bnei teira have become accustomed to just avoid questions. Vegam leharher chaz v'chedi lacharei teshuvois, and also to doubt the teshuvois that they receive. Chazal toshim, chazal dashin, salenu daf tzadigim, yoidea lenagein, that posuk, the dashin shiyedea lishoil. But it's interesting, the drosha, Yodel, and again means he knows how to play a musical instrument, the darshan Yodel Yishoel. It's a very interesting association. The author explains, She'ilat zecha letzalzel kingina. A she'ilat that one presents has to ring out like a melody. Lo kemahalumas patish, not like the blow of a sledgehammer. Ve'ein leharher acharei hora asay shel gadol amitim. One should not doubt a hora'ah of a true gadol. That's as far as chinuch is concerned. Adkan.